The next patient is Robin Hoffman. The last name is H-O-F-F-M-A-N. This is the clinical case of a 65-year-old female that is following this clinic because of the presence. OCKD stage 3B with a proteinuria. The patient was started on Farxiga, 10 milligrams every day. The patient comes for a follow-up today. And in the comprehensive metabolic profile, we have a patient that has a creatinine that is 1.8. A BUN of 53. A CO2 of 18, a chloride of 111, a potassium of 6, a sodium 137. The patient seems to be somewhat volume contracted. The estimated EFR is 29. The patient is no longer on Kerendia. Period. The main concerns are the increasing the body weight by 10 pounds. That could explain the hypertension. We are going to stop the use of the amlodipine, stop the use of the lisinopril, and put her on nifedipine ER 30 milligrams every day. Number two, the patient has hyperkalemia. The hyperkalemia is most likely associated to the diet and the administration of lisinopril. Lisinopril was stopped and replaced by the nifedipine. The following number, proteinuria. The proteinuria has decreased from 3,300 to 1,100 milligrams per gram of creatinine, and this is in the presence of hypertension. The patient was explained that she has to drastically change the lifestyle again in order to lose the 10 pounds, get the blood pressure control, and get the proteinuria under control. Stopping the lisinopril, we might have a rebound in the proteinuria. We are going to follow the patient up in 3 months in order to see whether or not she is a candidate to administer ARBs. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. This patient had the tendency to have hyperglycemia in the past, and the blood sugar reading is much better, and we are going to emphasize the diet in order to get a better control. Following number, atrial fibrillation followed by the cardiologist. Following number, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. That is most likely associated to smoking. Following number, the patient has a history of uterine cancer that was removed in 1995. Following number, the patient has a history of restless leg syndrome. The situation could be better. We are going to communicate with the endocrinologist. Because the TSH is so low and she's taking 250 micrograms of levothyroxine, we have to pay attention to that. The appointment with an endocrinology is this coming week, and we gave the patient to hand a note in order to make the necessary adjustments. Paragraph, we invested 15 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes.